Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Leck, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sane Man, you seem to have an obsession with females taking over the government. Can't you see that identity politics has killed feminism already? Everyone can be a woman now. There is no hope left for feminists as their spaces are taken over by males pretending to be women, taking their own ideology to its logical conclusion, and women are unable to stop it. Women on boards of companies. Sure, hire that guy in a dress. Female representation will be made in a dress, and we already see ambitious young guys lacking skill taking the route in sports. For example, that male, I mean female swimmer. Soon politics will follow. Quotas will be filled. Female supremacy is over and women killed it. Female sports are over. Female safety is over. Female spaces are over too. I think you're way too black-pilled lately. Women are too dumb to win, and it seems that they themselves were just tools to push this gender ideology forward and family destruction that we see. You're overestimating the strength of the enemy. Well, Leck, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'm not overestimating their strength, but I see them using simp allies to take power. As for the whole trans women in sports or politics for that matter, how many men are going to take hormones and risk embarrassing themselves for a sports career, or political one for that matter? Maybe I'm wrong, as we're now seeing 5.6% of American youth coming out as LGBTQ-LMNOP in 2001, compared to only 4.5% back in 2017. But my point about women using simps to gain political power still stands. They're using the strength of subverted simps to get their way. After all, it's Trudeau that's pushing for 50% of politicians to be female. He's already made up his cabinet based on proportional representation of the population. I suspect when 60 or 70% of the politicians are female, Trudeau or someone like him will change things up to make the cabinet based on proportional representation based on elected officials. This isn't about women being smart or competent enough to run civilization or come to power on their own. This is about weak simps and cucks letting it happen and the cucks' handlers. Guys like Klaus Schwab, for example. Listen to what he says about putting women into power. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to new technology like Tinder allowing women to be sluts without running the risk of slut-shaming Clown World show. What do you think that Tinder is really all about? It's a way for women to elevate their notch count while keeping it a secret, even from their inner circle of friends and family. They can cover up how many men have creamed in their inner circle, if you know what I mean. At the same time, women are trying to stop men from shaming simps and cucks. Women trying to ban the word simp and cuck from social media are doing this because they don't want men shaming other men for this sort of behavior. Behavior that gives women the advantage over men. The more men bend their knee to women, the more power they get. But you don't see the same ban on slut-shaming from women aimed at women. At the slum walk, for example, even female sex workers are welcome, and they weren't being shamed by other women. Even though those women are devaluing female sexuality by cheapening it, by selling it and devaluing women that are wives. It's the most conservative women that want to ban prostitution, because it provides a potential outlet for their husbands. But increasingly, women's strategy is not to hurt or shame those women selling sex. But in Canada, for example, it's to switch over to the Nordic model, where they're shaming, fining, and hurting the Johns that are the ones encouraging that behavior by punishing them. The Johns have to go to John school, have their cars impounded, and pay hefty fines. This removes the consequences from women and transfers them onto men. It's a gynocentric law that came down to us from the conservative government of Stephen Harper. I know for a fact that he raised the age of consent from 14 to 16 on the advice of a conservative woman that I met a couple of times. It wouldn't surprise me if she influenced him about criminalizing Johns too. The reason I'm bringing this up is because in governments made up of mostly men, in the front of them, the women are influencing the men behind the scenes. Look at the Chinese Communist Party as a good example of that. I suspect most governments function like this. But when women get elected into power, then they have both overt and covert control of the government. They can push their policies past the limit with regards to what's socially acceptable. Leck, the reason I'm obsessed with females taking over the majority of government positions is because women know no limits to their greed and thirst for power. Just because would-be male politicians can put on a dress and speak with a so-called soft, effeminate voice doesn't mean they'll get elected. This isn't a swimming competition where all you have to do is enter it as a female and identify as one. Most men are not going to vote for trans women, and neither are most women. So the odds of them getting elected in the first place are slim to none. I think your call that female spaces are over is premature. There are women-only gyms around me. For females in sports, second place behind a trans woman has now become the new number one. Women will just ignore the female trans athletes, and once enough time passes, they won't share stories about them in the media because no one will care about them. That trans swimmer that came in first place, there's a picture that shows what's going to be very common going forward. The trans female athlete is going to be cut out of the pictures, and it wouldn't surprise me that in coming years the NCAA will just post the picture of the three women that I'm sharing here and leave the trans woman out. This picture should tell everyone what you need to know. Does this picture look inclusive, or does it look like they're just ignoring a troll? Like, don't you think the government caucuses might just ignore the trans politicians and what they want, and just do the so-called right gynocentric thing? Women always find a way to take back power in society while appearing to be socially and politically correct. I'm not blackpilled, I'm just being realistic and know that women don't give up that easily. The female governments I spoke about will be 60 to 70% female, while the remaining 30 or 40% of the male politicians will just be some lackey simps working as hard as they can to keep the government going. Show me how that trend will end. I think you're just in the denial stage of grieving for the loss of your civilization. You still have yet to hit the anger, bargaining, and depression as well as the acceptance stage. When you finally see this unfold over the next 10 years, you'll go through the entire cycle. I've been thinking about this for 5 years, and I don't see any way for it to not happen. Once women become the vast majority of elected officials, it's going to be very difficult to balance it back to 50-50. If you don't believe me, then look at teaching and nursing, which at one time were either male-dominated or balanced between the sexes. Like, I think you're way too optimistic about the future. I think you've got to be more realistic. As for the whole slut versus simp-shaming thing, I was watching a video discussing the evolutionary aspect about it. That men shame simps because they give commitment away way too easily. And then women mostly shame sluts because they give sex away too easily as well. That the greatest source of slut-shaming comes from other women and not men. But women want men to feel shame for slut-shaming. Between attacking men for slut-shaming or fat-shaming, and by using Tinder to date outside their circles, women are no longer being shamed by almost anyone. This is the effect of amplifying what little shame they do receive to epic proportions. At the same time, women are on the offensive trying to stop simp and cuck-shaming because that provides them added attention and benefits. Make no mistakes about it, Leck. Women are winning the covert battle of the sexes. A battle that you can only win as a male individually if you walk away from the dating market entirely. But they're starting to win that battle too if you go onto YouTube and see all the dating roach channels, which are exploding in popularity, as well as black pill channels like Weed Waffles. Those are all channels where men are trying to get together with women and give them attention and allow themselves to get exploited easily. The dating roach channels think that MGTOWs are black-pilled incels. They can't get a date. So we're just coping by pretending to go our own way. The incels, on the other hand, believe the exact same thing. Both groups are promoting this idea. Both groups are sexually thirsty and never got their fill. No pun intended. So they believe that all men are just as thirsty as they are, and women are keeping most of these men thirsty these days sexually as a means of control. Soon they'll keep us thirsty with regards to high-paying status jobs as well. Political simps are even more dangerous than you think, Leck, because they're giving women the power to take even more men's power away. Resources are finite, and therefore the stuff we buy and consume on this planet is also finite, but women's appetite is not. So the only way they can increase their consumption is at the cost of men's consumption. You may not believe it, but I think that most governments, when they become female-run, will just print and spend as much money as they can until the whole thing comes crashing down. I think you're underestimating women's ability to take power in our society. But in a way, you're right that a female political system will fail in the end. Because even the simps won't be able to prevent women from going buck wild, printing as much money as they can, devaluing all the currency out there. They'll get their universal basic income, affordable housing, and other free goodies, and they'll demand them and only fuel inflation. And they'll just steal more and more from men. It's no coincidence that inflation started in the 19-teens with the Federal Reserve, and then accelerated with women getting the right to vote, when politicians were increasing the money supply to give women what they wanted in exchange for their votes. The only thing I can see stopping this at this time is something like Bitcoin. But Janet Yellen, Christine Lagarde, and Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren want central bank digital currencies instead. Make no mistakes about it. a deflationary currency will be the end to women's rampant consumption. They will fight tits and tails to keep the greatest transference of wealth from men to women in our society going on forever. They keep projecting that Bitcoin is used for money laundering and crime, even when it's cash that's far more untraceable. That's why we'll never have a cashless society. Because otherwise, how will the elites get untraceable bribes in the form of big bags of money that they can launder later? Women are also slowly turning against the whole trans agenda thing, and they'll find ways for men to beat trans women, but it won't matter anymore. They will just ignore those men in passive-aggressive ways. Everyone knows that the woman that came in second place during that NCAA swim competition is the real winner. But it's just that no one will come out and say it. The only thing that trans woman that won that event did was basically to take some of the attention away. Eventually, she will be ignored and the leftist media will just highlight the top biological females. They will just highlight the top cisgendered female swimmer and ignore the transgendered ones. They will be tolerable and inclusive, but will just ignore the trans woman, and as that happens more and more, the whole trans thing will become less popular, because it won't be seen as an easy way for a once upon a man to get attention that was originally meant for women anymore. Also, the human resource departments are usually staffed by women these days. So when a trans woman wants a job, she'll probably be just seen as another woman with regards to female candidates. The hiring manager will probably just hire a biological female if she suspects that the trans woman is just trying a trick to get a job that was originally meant for a woman. Leck, open up your eyes. Women are already adapting to this new gender-bending reality. And that's all to their advantage. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Leck for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that trans women are going to smash all the records for female sports, and the media will eventually move on and stop covering their stories. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that don't understand that women or adapting to this woke world better than men ever could away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.